Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Hello, I'm Chris Stamos, the host of Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. And today I'm excited. We're going to be talking to two women who do some very interesting work to raise our consciousness of the power of sound, one from song and the other from sound healing. So I hope you've been enjoying listening to these amazing women I've been bringing each week. One of our unique aspects of WOW, which is Woman of Wisdom, is we bring nationally known authors and speakers such as Susan Weed, who we've had on my show, Carolyn Sutherland, a firewalker teacher, Peggy Dillon, and Marsha Weider, who I'll be interviewing next week. But we also get to experience women leaders who aren't famous but are doing great work. And there are people who teach us that we can do this too. Many women have changed their lives at the WOW conference because they see a person, a woman just like themselves, who's following their dreams, has claimed their gifts, and are sharing them with other people. So they learn to tap into the potential they can become as well. They see the possibilities and feel the support from each other there. And this important gift we give, witnessing each other's dreams. You can experience this, these women and these powerful messages in Seattle, February 17th through 21st. It's our 19th annual Woman of Wisdom Conference, and our theme is Woman Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. and read all about it. We even have a special going on now. You can bring a friend to a workshop. Everything's individually priced. We have half-day workshops, and it would be $25 to bring a friend. Okay, so my guest today, my first guest, is Linda Allen. Linda is a songwriter, performer, and educator with a passion for telling the stories of women whose stories may have been lost. She has released 9 original recordings and 2 Northwest Songbook collections. In addition, she is a certified clinical musician and directs a choir whose purpose is to sing at the bedside of those who are seriously ill or dying. Linda has worked with the Washington Women's History Project, the Washington Centennial Commission, as Washington's resident songwriter, the Washington Women's History Consortium, the Inquiring Mind Program of Humanities, Washington, the Cultural Enrichment and Folklife Programs of the State Arts Commission, and the Folklife in the Schools Program. Her doctoral dissertation was on the spirituality of voice. And in 2010, she was inducted into the Northwest Women's Hall of Fame. I didn't even know there was one. She's going to be presenting Here's to Women, which is a performance she created at the Woman of Wisdom Conference. She'll be performing with Rebel Voices, Susan Lewis, and Janet Stecker on Friday, February 18th. So welcome, Linda.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, well, and we're happy to have you too and at the conference. So you recently completed a year of touring with your multimedia presentation, Here's to the Woman. And you brought the stories of Washington's women through songs, images, and readings as a way to commemorate the campaign for suffrage 100 years ago. So I want to start by listening to your song, Here's to the Woman. So let's listen to that.
Great.
Books give us historical facts of soldiers and sailors and men with their axes. But who filled their bellies? Who washed their clothes? Who raised up the children? Who nurtured their souls? Without all the women, now where would we be? Working and caring throughout history. Their hands on the plow, but their untold. So here's to the women who shouldered the load. The wilderness held you in the palm of her hand. It took more than muscle to settle this land. Women together set straight to the task, with schools and libraries, a city at last. Without all the women, now where would we be? Working and caring throughout history. Their hands on the plow, but their stories untold. So here's to the women who shouldered the load. It's down at the factory, it's out on the line. A woman is working from morning till night. Her mind on her children, her hand on the frame. If the kids get in trouble, it's she who is to blame. The children before they're in bed, hard life to follow, or beans and fried bread. In hard times and good times, the women would share their songs and their stories, their loves and their fears, and their histories recorded. The song never ends in the memories of mothers and sisters and friends. Without all the women, now where would we be? Working and caring throughout history. Their hands on the plow,
that was great. I was just swaying in my seat. Just a nice tribute to all the women who came before us. So what got you interested in women's history?
Good question. I'm sure part of it was just my own family history and wanting to know the stories about the women who came before. And I think it was somewhat about place, too, because in order to feel connected to the place that I live, it was important for me to know the stories of the people who had been here, who had lived here, and who had brought us this far. And I think part of it is that to be able to really acknowledge and celebrate all that went before for us to be where we are now. So my way of preserving a story, and I did start researching, I started reading wonderful books like Lillian Schlissel's Diaries of the Westward Movement. I think Diaries of the Westward Movement, I've forgotten the exact title, but in which stories were told. And I was so inspired, and I started, my way of preserving a good story is to turn it into a song. And so I did this. I did it with the Washington Women's Heritage Project. I learned so many good stories, and I turned some of the best of them into songs. So it's my way of acknowledging, of saving a piece of history, of telling a story that might be lost in history, because women's history was not considered very important and not considered worth preserving. And so the way we know about women's stories and women's history is to look at old diaries and to look at the recipe boxes and to see the stories that are there, to look at old photo albums, to remember the stories that are passed down and the songs that are passed down. So it's a way of preserving our story, a way of preserving our history.
Well, you've done a great job, and I'm looking at, I mean, you have 20 songs on your CD, which
yes.
is called Here to the Women, and some. So can you tell us one of the stories of one of the suffragettes?
Well, sure. One of them is a song called Emma and May, and that was on an early recording that I did for the Washington Centennial Commission, in which I learned, no, I think it went before that, actually. But I learned the story of Emma Smith DeVoe and May Arkwright Hutton, who were the two women primarily responsible for the campaign for suffrage in Washington State finally being successful, and for us getting the vote 10 years before it was passed nationally, which was quite an accomplishment. We were the fifth state in the union to get the vote, and the first in the last century. So the two women, however, had very different styles, Emma Smith DeVoe and May Arkwright Hutton. One was from the east side of the mountains, one from the west, and they very much reflected the politics and the sensibilities. So one was very working class, and that was May, who had come up through the silver mines and had gained a fortune there and moved to Spokane and made the campaign for suffrage one of her campaigns. And Emma Smith DeVoe was a paid organizer who worked with a little different class of women, more middle class women on the West Coast, and she was a great organizer. But these two women clashed, and I think the point of the song and at the end of the song, it's really about how it takes all of us with our different styles to bring about something as important as the vote for women, which they both passionately believed in, but they had very different styles, different ways of accomplishing it. So it's a great story. There are so many great stories.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. I mean, and it's so good to learn about these women. So I want to give your website so people know how to find you, and it's www.lindasongs.com. And Linda has given away a copy of her new release, Here's to the Woman, 20 songs celebrating women's long journey to justice. So the first person to call, 800-930-2819, again, that's 800-930-2819, will get Linda's CD. And also check her website out, too. She's got a lot of other CDs. So you are listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Linda Allen and hear some more of her music. So we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat, how many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and I have Linda Allen here, and we're going to begin again with another song from her CD, Here's to the Woman. It's called Many Generations.
Seasons come and seasons go. Learn the things that women know. Plant the seeds and tend the land. Working hearts and working hands. If seeds are scattered to the wind, like broken hearts or might have been, daughters plant them once again. Many generations, many generations. Grandma held the burning light. Read her Bible every night. Found the faith to carry on with sons and husband dead and gone. And in my darkest times I see Grandma's light enfolding me. Though my faith's a different hue, Grandma, I remember you. Many generations, many generations.
My mother takes her own sweet time, drinks her days like vintage wine. In the kitchen I can hear her voices rising sweet and clear. Raised her kids and worked too hard, planted roses in our yard. In the fall she pruned them back, kids and roses needed back. Many generations. Many
tried to plant, nurtured now in their strong hands. Fingers dance on their guitars, songs as true as shooting stars. Grandma's light is burning still, I believe it always will. Many generations, many generations.
Oh, what a lovely tribute to grandmothers and those before us. Thank you, Linda.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I really enjoyed listening to that song again, in part because my daughters are singing with me, and I just love their voices. I love to hear them.
Oh, and that's, you know, and to bring the generations in into a song. Now, did you know your grandmother?
Oh, yes. Yeah, very well. But it was not just to my grandmother. It was to my daughter's grandmothers, and you know, so it just goes down through the generations. But strong women, we come from strong women.
Yes. Well, I know I do too. I didn't know my grandparents at all, but there's stories and there's that sense of you get that sense of woman being strong. You know, they had to be. So,
one thing, I was just going to tell you one thing about the presentations I've been doing around the state, and I think I've hit about 32 towns in the state. And my favorite part of the presentation, after I would talk about the stories of women who came before and show slides and read, you know, diary entries and talk about that. And then I listen to their stories. We make time in the presentation, and this was all sponsored by Inquiring Mind Program of the Humanities Commission here. I would make time for people to tell their stories. And again and again, I was so moved by the strength of the women, of these pioneer women, of these women who came before. And not only the pioneers, some of the first women who came, but also some of the Native women, but then some of the first women who, the immigrant women, and the stories there. And then the stories right up through times of voting and people remembering the struggle for women to vote. And then into the civil rights movement and on, and just the women, more of the generation of my generation, and listening to what the discrimination that they went through and overcame. So again and again, the theme was just the strength of these amazing women.
Yes, and we can get that across your story. And story is so important. And I'm so moved by story. You know, I started Woman of Wisdom came from reading a book of stories of women, The Feminine Face of God. And interesting that
fabulous book. I know that.
Yeah, and you were touched by stories too that brought you to create these songs. And so stories are very powerful.
Well, they're transformational. This is really how things become real. How politics become real. It's what changes hearts and minds. It really is about the story and being touched by a story. And if you put that story to music, it has an even deeper way, you know, a way of going very deep, right to our bones when it's in a song.
So what's your process then of how you go from a story and written history to creating the song? What do you personally do?
Well, I'm more of a story writer, so the music usually comes afterwards. I'll first of all find a good story and try to find what's the essence of that story. And also, how do you take this story deep enough to make it universal? Because you can't stay on the surface with that story. You have to go really deep and find that common thread. And so then I find the music which just seems to flow pretty easily, more often than not. And so I'll put the music with it. But some of these stories are so important to preserve, and I think especially because we are in the decade of celebrating this winning of the vote for women. I'm so touched by the stories of some of these women. One was a woman named Inez Milholland, and this is a woman on the East Coast who was one of the first martyr of the suffrage cause here in the U.S., and when you see posters out of that time, you'll usually see Inez there riding on her white horse. And so I was so moved and thinking of being there and being inspired by Inez. And so I put myself historically back to that place. And so I wrote a song called If You've Seen Inez, and it comes from an image of a woman telling about being there and then trying to communicate this to the next generation. If you had seen her, you would have known how we were so moved and how we were so determined when she died to carry on the work that she did. And so I turned that feeling into a song, and also because I wanted people to remember Inez Milholland. So, yeah.
It's important to honor.
Yeah,
well, it's important to honor the work, and it gets taken for granted. You know, I mean, I know this year I was getting a lot of emails of these pictures of women that were put in jail for doing this work to try to get us the vote, and it's kind of, you know, surprising because we haven't really heard that story
not.
And how many women don't vote, and so that was really the call of, you know, looking at all the women who fought for our vote. Let's not take it for granted.
Right. Yeah, and I think that is so important to keep that going. And the way we are motivated and the way we appreciate it and have the courage to move on is to have heard those stories in a flesh and blood kind of way so that we really can feel these characters. They're not just historical photos in a book or in print, but that, you know, through theater, through song, there's so many ways to bring these women to life. And I think that's part of what certainly motivates me.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another aspect of your work as a therapeutic musician, and you direct the Bellingham Threshold Choir. Can you talk about
that's
that?
Right. Oh, well, I would certainly, first of all, encourage people to go to the national website, because there are now over 120 choirs in the U.S. and abroad. And so the national website is thresholdchoir.org. And I encourage people to go and visit there, and you'll learn more about it. But basically, we gather together a couple of times a month, and we learn a repertoire of songs that are available at the national website. So there are over 400 songs right now, and about half of them have actually been written by Threshold Choir members. And they're songs that are healing songs. They're songs that we then work very closely with hospice, and we go out in teams of 2 to 4 people, and we sing very intimately. We sing right at the bedside of the person who is dying. And most often our mission is to sing for people who are seriously ill or dying. We're non-denominational, we're multi-faith, we're come from a very diverse background, and we just show up when we're called. And I have been so incredibly moved by the women that I sing with here and the people that I work with to keep this work going. We have a choir here of about 35 members, and we go out 4 or 5 times a week. So it's been amazing work for me and transformational in terms of the effect that I see on patients and how it is therapeutic. It's a wonderful tool and a wonderful resource for hospices and different facilities who can bring in singers to help relieve pain, to bring some comfort, and that's what we do. So I really encourage people to look into it. You may have a Threshold Choir in your own community that you don't even know about yet.
Yes, so they can request that for if they have a parent or a grandparent that's going into that stage of passing. That's great. That's just wonderful work. Yeah, song is, oh, what a healing gift that is. Thank you so much. So thank you for joining us today. I really enjoyed talking to you, hearing your stories, the women's stories, and how your songs are just beautiful. So thank you so much for your work.
Well, thank you, Chris, and thanks for your work, too. I so appreciate what you've done in our Northwest.
Thanks.
I really do appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. So this is Chris Stanis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we will talk with Vicki Dodd about the power of sound to heal.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our Teen Inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I have Vicki Dodd with me today. Vicki Dodd has been a pioneer of the use of sound for healing and transformation for over 40 years. She is an Aston patterning teacher of movement awareness and a nutritional practitioner for over 30 years. And she's the author of the book Tuning the Blues to Gold and several CDs, including her new release, Rest Assured, Parasympathetic Resonance. Vicki has been working and teaching sound as a bodywork for several decades, and she hosts the 5-day Sacred Sound Intensive at the Olympic Park Institute here in Washington each June. Much of her work over the past 12 years has been in Switzerland, and she's grateful to be returning to teach more on her homeland. You can visit her website at www.sacredsoundschool.com, and Vicki will be giving a workshop on Sunday, February 20th in Seattle, Rest in Restless Times, De-Stress with Sound. So welcome, Vicki.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, Chris.
So I would love to hear your personal journey that brought you to working with sound.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was always able, I come from a very rural part of the United States, more like the Ozarks, Appalachian areas, Mississippi River Valley, and I was always able to perceive frequencies from anything that was alive, the plants, people, rocks, and when I say frequencies, that meant for me I was able to see the colors or the sounds of them or geometry. I was fortunate I was fortunate to have been born in that area of the world because people didn't think it was strange. And I didn't get medicated or educated out of it so quickly. And they didn't pay too much attention to it, which was also good. But I didn't know what to do with that, and we clearly did not have words like frequencies or auras. But then I came of age during the mind-body explosion in the United States, and which was saved my life on every level, and I got right into the thick of it with wonderful people who were pioneering so much of the humanistic psychologies and, well, the mind-body connections. And, you know, people like Ida Roth and Judith Aston and Moshe Feldenkrais and Fritz Perls. And so at that time, no one was a star, so you could be with them, and I started learning how to take care of myself, because having that sensitivity meant that I really didn't have any boundaries and I didn't know what was mine and what was someone else's. And so by learning more about my body or possibly getting more embodied, it started being more revealed to me how to use this as a gift. I trained in many, many disciplines of body work, and you mentioned one of them, has been my favorite for many years now, is Aston patterning, which is from Judith Aston. I don't know if I'm answering what you're asking. It's because it's been my life. It's been my life.
It sounds like it. No, that's great. Yes, it sounds like it. And I'm curious, because you said being brought up in Mississippi, it was a gift
River
because you
area.
Yeah, the area. So. Yeah. It was a gift because people didn't squash you. They didn't go, "You're too weird, stop doing that." Which,
right, exactly.
As little kids, when we do kind of that woo-woo stuff, it seems woo-woo. You know, people go, "Oh, you can't do that."
Mm-hmm.
And you weren't stopped.
No, because it was considered
why
common.
Why is that?
It was considered common sense. Common being able to use more of our senses was, I think, a commonality of people that lived closer to the land up before we became so industrialized and complicated.
Okay, so you attribute it to being on the land then. People were more aware.
I think so. I think that people took care of them. I mean, like you always went to, you know, you went to Grandma Reister to have warts removed. You went to Grandma Watson, you know, if you had heart trouble. You saw Grandpa so-and-so, you know, for something else, your teeth, you know. And people were, they just hadn't gotten industrialized. They hadn't been educated out of their senses.
Well, and such a gift for you, because look what you just blossomed then and went forward, and now you work with sound as a healing tool. So yes. Tell us a little bit about that. How do you use sound?
Well, I use it in a variety of ways. Since when I look at a human form, when I look at a body, what I see is a composed piece of music, let's say. I could say I see a composed piece of color or geometry, but I've learned through the years of how to match what it is that I perceive, and I teach people how to use their voices to be able to recapitulate, let's say, their own histories and their bodies. Our bodies love the sound of our own voices, and by sounding our bodies, the reason that we do this is so that our body becomes a bit more liquid, Chris, because part of what we're looking at in any problem that we're having with our body is that liquid has become impeded. It has become congested, congealed. So how do I use it? I've primarily been teaching mainly. I've been a practitioner using it as a body work, I guess in the 70s when I was learning deep tissue work. It became clear that if I sounded the tissue changed. The alignment of the body changed because we are so liquid. I use sound to help relax the nervous system. It's such a vital piece of any kind of hands-on work or even talk therapy. I've worked so much with teaching therapists how to incorporate sound. And not like primal therapy that we were doing in the 60s, but being able to use sound to become more embodied instead of any kind of fractionating ourselves.
So it kind of brings us back to our bodies, the sound we can
be
more in our bodies when we're attuned to that.
Yes.
So it's also, sounds like it's also about vibration, because sound is vibration. So we have that, and you said you can read, I think in the beginning you said how you can read the vibration of bodies. So when you see someone, can you see if...
Yes. Well, so when you talk about the vibration, in terms of if this, one of the things that we know is that this body of ours is approximately 60 to 70% liquid. You know, it varies with whatever studies we're doing at the time, but it's a lot liquid. And when we start using our voices, or we hear voices coming through, listening in, it starts setting up a resonance, a vibration in that liquid that starts sending a wave through that liquid. So it starts creating a dynamic resonance in our bodies, which starts bringing an aliveness. It starts enlivening us. It starts helping to move that which has been impeded or congested. Sound is an alchemical tool in that way, is that it restores that which has been congested into liquid. It changes form. Sound changes form. Sound breaks up form. Reading a body, that's what I mainly teach when I teach in my trainings, is teaching people how to listen more than how to sound. If you can listen, you can sound. But there's quite a journey of being able to get quiet enough to listen. A lot of the reasons, Chris, we use sound in the way that, you know, like chaotic sound or at random sound or aerobic-like sound, is to get quiet enough to be able to listen. And I don't know if that's a good place to pause a little bit, or if you'd like me to, I can go on with that.
Yeah, we've got time, so I'm curious about that. So you've even mentioned chaotic noise, like getting loud and doing kind of chaotic noise.
Or just that random, just to try to like do kind of like being able, unpredictable sounds. Sometimes, like I was just teaching a class the other night, I've created a community sound circle here, just a giveaway to this community I live in, to a place where you could just come and sound. So these people aren't necessarily wanting to become sound therapists, but they'd like to learn how to use their voices. And so just having people do the ABCs, like A, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, K, L, M, N, M, N, N, O, K, O, P, you know, just playing that way, just to get some movement going, get some pulse going, get some resonance going in the body. It starts shaking that liquid up of how we get so kind of congested, especially in these deep winter months.
But then after doing that, you also use it as a tool to get them to quiet the mind.
Yes.
So that's interesting.
Yes.
Versus we think of sitting still, putting our fingers together, getting quiet and meditating, and our minds just go 1,000 miles a minute, and we don't get quiet. So perhaps if we voice that chaotic in our mind, we could then slow down and become quiet.
Exactly. Give that as an expression so that it gets satisfied. Feed it. Instead of try to starve it, feed that a little bit so it gets to have some expression. Because all that I've learned by listening to bodies through the years is that that which is not expressed runs the show.
That's true.
So you've noticed that too. Yeah.
I want the audience to know the first three people who call, two will get the Rest Assured CD, and one's going to get a copy of Tuning the Blues to Gold, which is a book with a CD. So call 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. This is Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, Vicki will share more of her work with sound, and I even have an amazing experience about sound I might share.
Great.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat.
and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and we're talking with Vicki Dodd about sound. So we were just talking about how we use sound like to quiet ourselves. And Vicki, you were saying about kind of doing, getting sound out of us so that we can, because our minds do so much, you know, we get busy and it'll rule us if we don't let it get its time, its voice. And so that's why you kind of do a lot of sounding. So we chanting plays in that too. There's a lot of disciplines that use chanting. Can you talk about that?
Well, yes, there's a lot of. I can't think of a discipline, especially in terms of when we think of the Eastern, and the Sufism and Hinduism and Buddhism, and that hasn't used chanting. And even when we look at our Christianity with all of its, you know, the prayers and the singing that is done, and the mantras that I can't think of any religion or spiritual journey that doesn't include in some way or another repetitive sounds. And I do feel that they were probably always placed there to be able, you know, to give that mind of ours something to hold on to. And so after doing that unpredictable sounding or chaotic sounding or the repetitive sounding, then we quiet down, and then we just listen, see what's there next. Probably one of the more powerful sounds I know of being able to help focus, help get resonance in this body is our own hum. And I use that a great deal of probably of all the sounds I know is just our own hum. And to be able to start creating that resonance. The vowels, the first person who started that I know of the sound school in the United States was a man by the name of William David in Houston, Texas in 1958 or 59. Don't you love it? And he started a school called the Esoteric Center for Sound, Color, and Vibration. And I met William, probably in the late 60s or something like that. And at that time, I could hardly use my voice at all. It was so frozen. I was able to perceive so much more than I could express. And so he taught me, he said, just do the vowels. Just do the vowels. And nearly any sound person you go to, they're going to say, do the vowels. And I don't care what culture or language those vowels are in. Those seem to be the... They're the resonance, they are the vibrations that really resonate in our bodies, you know, like the A-E-I-O-U-A, you know, in any form you want to do those, but the vowels start opening up our voice. And they, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a great way. A great example. You had trouble speaking, and there's a lot of people out there, especially women, who have a hard time getting their voice out there, and there's a lot of people with high voices, and so they're kind of tuned out because people go, there's that high, squeaky, feminine voice, and sounding, just saying your vowels like that could really help somebody. That'd be very
really,
healing.
It does, and not to force the voice, and just to match, like, so when I first started trying to do those vowels, my voice was something like, my aperture was so small, so we're not wanting to take our sound and sonically tear that tissue, we're wanting to just gently, just kind of match it. Like, if as soon as it starts hurting in any way, that's my body's cue, too much. And also the beautiful thing about sound, Chris, is that I don't even have to audibly make the sound. I can just imagine it, visualize it. Like, you know, we say we're humming a tune in our head. We can just hum those vowels in our body, hum our hum silently.
Oh, so something you can do driving.
You can do it driving. You can do it when you're talking to someone, especially if you feel like you're losing yourself. You can just sit there in your silent hum. So it keeps you present. Keeps bringing you back to your core. Keeps bringing you back home. So I use sound a lot as what they started talking about, what, in the 70s or 80s, about soul retrieval. The sound starts bringing us. It starts. The more we do it, it becomes our sound, our voice. Becomes a stronger magnet. So we start magnetizing ourselves back to ourselves of where we've lost ourselves.
Yeah. Well, I want to share, because you mentioned vibration, mm-hmm. and I know another healer, Jonathan Goldman, his website talks about frequency plus intent equals healing. So we have to put our intention with the sound but I had an experience with a massage one time. And I used to regularly have a massage with a woman. It'd be first thing in the morning. So I think one day I went there and I kind of went to sleep when she was massaging me. I was in that dream state and she was playing some music and it was a didgeridoo. And I didn't realize this till afterwards. And the vibration of the didgeridoo, all of a sudden because I was kind of in this dream state, all of a sudden she was massaging my leg from my ankle up to my hip. Back and forth. And all of a sudden I had this realization like, oh my God, she's using a vibrator tool on my leg because her hand was in tune with the vibration and the sound of the didgeridoo. Mm-hmm. And I just exploded in this. It was like a full body orgasm. Yes. This energy just went from my foot to the top of my head and it was just this explosion. And it was really that everything came together. Yes. The movement, the vibration, the sound of the didgeridoo. And when I went and looked myself in the mirror afterwards, and when I have a healing, my whites of my eyes go very white and my blue gets very blue. And I could, there was so much light coming out of my eyes, I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror. And it was just like, oh my God, what just happened?
Yes.
it was amazing.
Yes. Sound. Sound works. Sound is not contraindicated with any form of work that we're doing. This is why I love it. It can complement. It complements and includes so much dimension, because that's what you're talking about. It took in all these dimensions, you know, of yourself. It resonated through all that liquid, through all those, you know, the bone is probably one of the first instruments, you know. The bone is like a tuning fork. So yes, it resonates through us when something is matching us. We love, and the body loves it. Speaking of Jonathan and I have been dear friends for 30 years. We started the Institute of Music and Health, Health and Music Institute together in Boulder, Colorado, and so he's a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is there any, we have a little time, mm-hmm. not much, but just to share a tuning, a sounding that you could leave people with.
Oh, I would love to do that. It would be my honor that this may, you know, maybe just a sounding right now in this deep winter in the Northwest of just a little bit of gratitude. The sun is coming, gratitude that we have what we have. Gratitude that to be able to use our voices. Gratitude. Yelamaha na yet yuko. Jilyalanana no ma ye kyo na ma sataye. Jeyo na ne nyalo na ma se ye. Shweyalo ne ye 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 ye. Shweyamalo. Shweyanamayo. Shwey. Shwey. Mamataye, ekelo ota, ekelo amataye, eyel yakota, eyelo mamamati, eyel yakota, eshwialapaha. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicky. Thank you for sharing your wisdom of sound. I want to thank all my guests today, Linda Allen and Vicki Dodd, for talking with us today and sounding and singing. They're going to be sharing their gifts at Woman of Wisdom, February 17th to the 21st. You can read the full schedule on our website, womanofwisdom.org. So I'd like to leave you with a thought today. Play with the healing power of sound. Sing or tone or hum. Whether you can carry a tune or not, it will help you relax and bring joy into your life, bring you back into your body. This is Chris Stainis. I'm glad to have shared the hour with you on Voices of Women. You can go to my website, wisewomanpublishing.com, and author the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And you can purchase the book at womanofwisdom.org. Okay, well, thank you for tuning in today to Voices of Women. Please join me every Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific time, and we'll have conversations with powerful women to inspire you. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.